KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first stage of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza is underway. The Israeli military says its forces have withdrawn to agreed deployment lines. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the 72-hour period for Hamas to release all hostages has begun. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House with the latest.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee, overseen by an international board of peace, with Trump as its chairman.
No Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. It's been awarded to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The government shutdown continues after the Senate departed without passing a funding resolution. Military members are set to miss their paychecks next week. National Guard troops expected to arrive in Memphis today, but not Chicago, after a federal judge blocked Trump administration efforts to deploy in Illinois. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes. And 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democrats at the Capitol are introducing bills they say would make college tuition cheaper. 40 years ago, the state funded about 42% of the UW system's budget. Today, the state only funds about 17%. Among other things, that's part of the reason tuition has had to keep rising. One of the bills contains $10 million block grants for both the UW system and the Wisconsin Technical College system. The goal is to keep students in class when tuition puts too much of a financial burden on them. Representative Angela Stroud, who was a college professor.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted, or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
UW-Madison already has Bucky's Tuition Promise, which helps students from low-income families go to college. This other bill would create the tuition promise for all of the UW system. These bills would need Republican support to pass. And it's homecoming weekend at UW-Madison. The festivities kick off tonight at 6 with the parade. There are some street closures near campus today to accommodate that. And the annual pep rally begins right at the end of it. There are all kinds of events, both official ones sponsored by the university and unofficial ones, like all the tailgating and parties in front yards. The Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow night at 6. One of the official traditions is already filling Bascom Hill. Every year, tons of flamingos dot the grass as a fundraiser for the university. It's hosted by the UW Foundation. For every donation given today, a flamingo is put on the hill. The tradition started as a student prank in 1979, and now it's one of the university's most successful fundraisers. I'm Savannah Tomei Wilson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's get into the church key real quick here.
Well, and apparently they had shut down to remodel
but now they're just going to finish up the remodeling and reopen.
Because of us? They decided to stay open, right, Cordy?
That's all because of us.
Because of us, yes. Not only that, they want to reopen by August 28th for the first UW Badger football game.
Well,
they're making big plans, man. This is it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger public address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, you've heard the voice. First and 10, Wisconsin, and Ron Dane. Now meet the man behind the voice, Mike Mankey, Badger PA announcer, in studio with us next time.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost.
Go on, Tish James, with your badass self. Yet another Rubicon has been crossed. I apologize, Chris. Chris thought I wanted him to steal third base, and what I was saying is Bella's tummy is better this morning.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad your tummy is feeling better, but I was really trying to get the show on the air.
Right, and play a soundbite. Yeah, whatever, I know. I understand. Don't steal third base either.
That was not mission critical
Bella's
information.
Stomach is better.
I'm glad you're feeling better, Bella.
It's mission critical for us. Okay.
Playing charades this morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
The peace president didn't win the Nobel Prize.
Well,
sad emoticon.
Okay.
Oh, the opposition leader in Venezuela did, which is a wow. That was shady, Nobel Prize committee, and we appreciate it. She's fighting his buddy Maduro.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, Charlotte Clymer said it yesterday. They decided this weeks ago.
Yes, they did. This isn't an overnight decision by the Nobel committee.
Right. So they're doing all these Middle East blah, 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 so that they can start whining like they did on cue this morning. White House spokesperson rages over Nobel Prize.
Stephen Chung,
the guy that ate seven of the original odd jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but also, the peace just went into effect like at midnight last night. It hasn't held. We don't know if he was successful or not.
Also,
you can't give a Nobel Prize for, maybe it'll hold.
Oh, how about this, by the way, Chris, for the peace president, all you MAGA voters, Trump to send 200 U.S. soldiers to Israel. How about that?
Yeah.
American soldiers are going to. Okay. Remember that? No. America first, no foreign war, blah. Okay.
I thought they were a major democracy that can take care of themselves. Why are we sending our troops there to spill our blood for them?
And we give a ton of money.
Exactly.
And, a lot of people made good points. Same stuff we said yesterday, Chris. Like, give me a break with all of...
You cursed.
Thank you. Yes, I did. With all of this, even discussion about Trump, being responsible for this or deserving a Nobel Prize or whatever, as you said, this has been going on 11 billion years.
Yeah.
Let's take a pause. But, I mean, so many people had good points. I printed way too many threads, and now I can't remember which my point was exactly. But you know what my point is.
Yes, I do. I mean, it might not have even printed yet. So you had me print the Bible.
Well, our friend Dino. Yes. I apologize. I need this for John Fugelsang.
Okay, it's done.
Yeah, our
it's
friend
done.
Yes. Our friend Dino Badala, who, you know, has loved ones, is partially Palestinian, yes. Obviously. He said, hoping the ceasefire holds in Gaza. Next, we have to watch how Trump personally, this is what I said yesterday, watch how Trump personally profits from the rebuilding of Gaza. There's no doubt he and his family slash inner circle will make billions of money from the
Absolutely.
Rebuilding of Gaza.
That's the only reason he's doing it.
This is what I said yesterday, Chris. You always have to look, and there's Jared Kushner
yep.
going over to, you know, Qatar's the one that gave him the bribe plane.
Right.
The only reason this happened is because he was mad that Israel attacked Qatar, his buddies, who just gave him a plane and gave Jared
right.
God knows how many billions. It's always about what's in
yeah,
it for him. That's why he was pissed. And then, you know, anyway.
That family can never do anything out of the goodness of its heart.
Yeah.
It always has to have an ulterior motive of making
yeah.
a crap ton of money.
Right. Where's the, we'll follow the money.
Right.
We're, it's just, yeah. Okay. I really did print a lot. This,
uh-huh.
this seemed unwise.
Well, I mean.
I didn't have time to. Oh, okay. I have a guess the quote.
Are you shocked
I didn't even have
at
time
how thorough
to
you are?
Yes. Wow. I covered everything. Who said when authoritarians seize power, it is crucial to recognize courageous defenders of freedom who rise and resist?
Huckleberry Hound.
No, that was the Nobel Prize Committee.
Oh.
Go on, a Latina woman won on snap on top of it.
Yeah.
Who
for
is fighting
for
fascism.
Fighting fascism
yeah.
in,
yes.
in Venezuela.
In Venezuela,
uh-huh.
exactly. Okay, hold please, hold
oh,
please.
Oh boy, do you have to read all those?
Yeah, I gotta, you know what, I'm just doing a little show prep now. Everybody talk amongst themselves.
Great. How's your tummy, Bella?
Good.
Okay, good.
Doing okay.
It's good. Didn't I cover that?
Yeah. I've been mixing in the gluten with like another big meal,
oh,
so
good.
It kind of gets mixed
good,
up.
Good, good, good.
Note
yeah.
to myself, don't give Chris hand signals while he's trying to play sound clips.
Well, oh. She's getting ready to do a test to
yeah.
see if
yeah.
she has celiac disease.
Yeah, fingers crossed, no.
Yeah.
By the way, can I tell you how many people are like, oh, I'm rushing to get a procedure done
yeah.
now because
right.
I might not be able to afford insurance,
yeah.
insurance
yeah.
in January.
January. Yeah.
Can I just say, regular citizens bitch slapping Mike Johnson on C-SPAN yesterday? Brilliant. Beautiful. They're not used to going outside their bubbles, right, or getting challenged by real people. But, oh, you have that?
Yes. Yeah, we have that.
I would know that if I wasn't busy doing hand signals while you were working.
Well, you know.
As a Republican, I'm very disappointed in my party, and I'm very disappointed in you because you do have the power to call the House back. You did that, or you refused to do that just for a show. I am begging you to pass this legislation. My kids could die. We don't have the credit because of the medical bills that I have to pay regularly. You could stop this, and you could be the one that could say military's getting paid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. I mean,
she was pissed, and
yeah,
rightfully
and
so.
I mean, everyone's voice of reason, Marjorie Taylor. Oh, great.
I'm getting phone calls from people that are saying if the ACA tax credits expire, they aren't going to be able to have health insurance. They're going to have to drop it. But I'm hearing from people on both sides, people already on the ACA and people that are already getting crushed by high health insurance premiums.
Yeah.
Please, something I thought I'd never say to her. Go on.
I can't conclusively say if that's why the House is not in session, but the House should be in session. There is a new Democrat that's been elected that does deserve to be sworn in.
Oh.
Her district elected her. And if it's to avoid the discharge petition, why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. And so I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Okay.
Wow. Go on, girl.
Very cordial.
Always, yes,
crazy.
Always. Always don't, said you're just a woman of exquisite reasoning and
don't hug her too tight.
I know.
Okay.
No, I think I have a theory that she's definitely
don't touch
like,
the scorpion.
Right.
She's definitely gearing up to potentially run for president in the future.
Oh, dear.
And
I feel like
that's why she's suddenly like so.
There's all these
partisan.
Theories that she feels. Oh, you know why? Because she's like the Glenn Close of the Republican Party. She felt ignored by Republican leadership.
Oh, okay.
She won't be ignored, Chris.
No, I've heard.
She
that.
Will get your bunny. No matter what.
I think she has a few too many skeletons in her closet to run for president.
Yeah. Also, Trump didn't endorse her, right? And then didn't
right.
tell her
yeah.
not to run
yeah.
for the Senate. And so, who knows?
She's running away from MAGA, and at this point, you need to run
yeah.
towards MAGA
I'm going,
to run for
yeah.
president.
Yeah. I'm going with the fatal attraction. I think Ann Archer is going to have to settle this. Okay.
Have you seen that movie, Fatal Attraction?
No. Okay. I know what it is.
It's actually a really good movie.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to at some point soon reach peak irrelevance where no one gets any of my references. Either they weren't born yet, or maybe they're going to die off, the people that would get my references. And so here I will remain, just doing a show just for myself.
All of your impressions have died off.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what comes in handy for now?
What?
My Bobby Kennedy impression. You never thought I'd use that, Catherine Hepburn. Yeah, because we don't play, by the way, since we don't play Donald Trump sound because it makes our sphincter snap shut for eternity.
I have a little bit of Donald Trump sound today, though.
All right. That's because you hate me. Must you take it out on everyone because you hate me?
It's a watch commercial that he's doing.
Oh. All right, I'm going to do a rendering of the Bobby Kennedy.
Okay, all right.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Circumcision, Tylenol, something.
Whatever.
See, I will play both parts, and see, now it comes in handy. RFK Jr.
Children who are circumcised early have double the rate of autism, and it's highly likely because they're given Tylenol.
Sorry. See? Came in handy.
No.
Trump. There's tremendous amount of proof of evidence. I would say he's a non-doctor, but I've studied this a long time. Mm. Oh, my God.
You have not studied this a long time.
Have you?
Like, you couldn't be give off more of a creepy pedo vibe. Yeah. Really? You've been studying circumcision of little...
Huh? He's been studying little boys' penises for a very long time.
Nobody knows little boy penises like I do. And I can tell you... Oh, my God. What is even happening? Circumcision? What? Causes autism? No. No. 9. 9. 9. Oh, I can't. Ugh.
He's saying that the Tylenol that's given to the boys to alleviate the pain after the circumcision.
Yes, I know what he's saying. Yes, okay. All right.
I know. But he's not saying, circumcision causes autism.
You know what's occurred to me, Chris, as a good, responsible liberal who believes in recycling? Look at that. I can just recycle my old impressions, and everything old is new again. And suddenly, I'm newly relevant because that was a fantastic Bobby Kennedy impression?
Good. That was good.
Oh, don't humor her.
She hasn't seen any Katharine Hepburn movie. She doesn't know. And she's like, that
haven't.
Was...
See? Really
haven't. She's like, I don't know who that old lady is she's doing, but that was fantastic.
On Golden Pond is a really good movie.
1 week, I'm going to make a big list of all the references that I don't get, and I'm going to either watch the movies, look into the movies, look at the cast.
Fill in the blank, everything Stephanie says.
So I get it.
Things I don't get.
A really good discussion for Patreon.
So I'll do that. I'll do that next week, actually. So it's settled.
Oh, dear. All right, it's all settled. All right, I can't possibly make heads or tails of this. What was I thinking? Oh, I have one more guess the quote for you. That's what
it is. Okay.
All right. Who said not even Alexander Hamilton could have envisioned one state's militia to be used against another state's residents because the president wants to punish those with views other than his own? Who said that?
Tennessee Tuxedo.
No, that was Judge Perry's oral comments who just ruled. We have so much to talk to Glenn Kirshner about. I mean, it is a good news so far. Federal judge blocks deployment of troops in Chicago. I mean, again, we can't even play the if Biden had game or all our heads it will be total scanners across the country. Mm-hmm. But seriously, if a blue state had sent their troops, unasked for into a red state,
right.
And Biden was, I can't. Okay. All right. So, and Letitia James, just I possibly even more horse than James Comey's thing because, oh my God, have you read the whole thing?
Yeah.
First of all, half of the people in Trump's administration have done the same thing, mortgage-wise. And it clearly, I don't even know if you could call it like a clerical error that one wrong box was checked. She was helping her niece get a place, right? And she, two other places in the filing said, this is not my primary residence. The whole thing you have to prove for a conviction like this is there was some kind of... evidence of deceit and defraud or whatever.
But it's going to cost Letitia James a lot of money to defend it, and that's their goal.
It is a disgrace that more Republicans are not standing up. First of all, he's starting with Republicans like Jim Comey and God knows who's next, right? That he's already been after... I don't know how many Republicans. I can't even keep track of all the... But, if you don't think you're going to be the target, you're obviously wrong. So, anyway. All right. So much to talk to Glenn Kirshner about. And, of course, the best-selling author, Sir John Fugelsang.
Oh, yeah. Sir?
Sir John, yeah, well, because he's the best-selling
author. Was he knighted?
Now. Yeah, when was he knighted?
I did it. I knighted him. I always address him as Sir John now.
So he got down on his knees in front of you?
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, that wouldn't be the first time. Hello, backstage in Madison. Okay. What? And then Fridays with Frangela.
What are you suggesting?
I don't know. Who can say? I'm so old, I can't be held responsible for anything I say.
Also, that's not how that's done.
Oh, all right. You'll draw me a picture. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Zeeba. Uh-huh. Oh, look, there's my pink Zeeba right there. I just, you know what? I gave a whole unsolicited testimonial to my friend. Because she was saying she does the nose strips. I'm like, no, it's not in your nose. It's your tongue is the main cause of snoring.
It needs a seatbelt.
It's a seatbelt for your tongue. Thank you, Chris. Yes. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg, we spoke to him. He is the mouthless mouthpiece was invented. It's the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece that uses a tongue seatbelt.
Oh.
Right? The tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zeeba moves your jaw forward, keeps your airway open, 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zeeba. With every order, they donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zeeba.com and use the code PINK. That's PINK at, 511-511, Z-Y-P-P-A-H. That's how you spell it. Use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Zeeba! Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Flying off the left bank of the American Main Street, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of the most common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller. She's a man.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. My first course, Glenn Kirshner, coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Christopher, speaking of which, who said, this is nothing more than continuation of Trump's desperate weaponization of our justice system. These charges are baseless. His only goal is political retribution. I am not fearful. I am fearless. Who said that?
Wally Gator.
Oh, that was a bad guess. Letitia James, woman of the hour. Oh, speaking of women of the hour, Kate Byrne says, I woke up, went to check on the Nobel Prize announcement. Husband howled, said the Nobel Committee not only didn't give him the prize, but gave him a huge FU in awarding it to the Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado. Congratulations, Ms. Machado. Very well deserved. Oh, Ron Filipowski with a question. Do they have a prize for blowing up boats in the Caribbean and then bragging that people who made their livelihood fishing there for generations are now afraid to go out on the water? Maybe they'll make a new category for that.
Yeah.
Lucretia in Milwaukee, our sweaty church whore. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say I got to order new chiffon because the ones I have been soaking constantly in wool light, I've ripped them all to shreds watching that GD Brewers Cubs game last night. I know you're like, the Cubs are winning. You know what? Just remember, you guys have, they have to come back up here, and we saw what happened.
All right, listen, do Chicago a solid. They've been through a lot.
Yeah, you know, that damn it, you. Now I feel bad for saying that. Now I'm beating myself up for talking crap. Yeah. Okay, so, I'll let it be, but just remember, you guys got to come back here tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. So with that being said, Mike, just come out the closet already, Johnson, and every dumb dildo on the right sitting there blaming the Democrats for this is their fault for this. And as we what's going on right now with this shutdown, we know that's not the truth.
Yeah,
I just want one of these reporters to sit there and say that instead of being passive aggressive, get to the point and say to them, it's like you guys are blaming the Democrats, but why are you blaming them? You own the House, Senate, and the White House.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing anything about it? And you,
obviously, if you're looking at the polling, Lucretia, we are winning this. And I got to say, you know, whatever your complaints are about Democrats, they're winning this. You know what I mean? And I loved Hakeem Jeffrey getting right up in Mike Waller's face yesterday. You know, Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly they got right in Mike Johnson's face out in the hallway. You know, I said yesterday, Chuck Schumer's never going to be Jasmine Crockett. Do you know what I mean? Like
that's a long shot. That's like comparing walnuts to bowling balls. That'll never happen. But yes, people like these reporters. Don't be scared. Sit there and bring it to them. And this whole bull crap about, we can have this discussion. We open everything up. No, you can have the discussion now. You don't have to open up a damn thing.
Yep.
Damn it.
Absolutely. I was going to say, real quick, have the courage of a regular C-SPAN caller, media. How about that?
Yeah.
Who said to Mike Johnson's face, my kids could die. We don't have the credit because of medical bills. I have to pay regularly. I think it's awful, and the audacity of someone who makes six figures a year to do this to military families is insane. Who said that?
The old woman who lived in a shoe.
No, could be. It's a Virginia Republican who called into C-SPAN.
Oh, okay.
Right, Chris? Asking better questions than the mainstream media is. Having more courage than the mainstream media is, who's too afraid about access or whatever.
Right.
By the way, emergency Medicaid for undocumented immigrants made up 0.4% of total Medicaid spending in 2022, a new study finds. How about using that when they keep throwing out these lies? 29 minutes after the hour, Glenn Kirshner next.
WMDX, smart talk without the suit and tie.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you drive down John Nolan this weekend, enjoy the view because it'll be years before you have that same experience. Construction begins on Monday to redo the whole road. That's a huge undertaking for one of Madison's busiest thoroughfares and one of the most crowded ways to get downtown. Portions of John Nolan will be down to one lane in each direction, and they'll stay that way for a while. Construction is expected to take 2 years. Now for our weekly check of prices at the pump, here's Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 22.7 cents lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents from a month ago and stands 4.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country.
And hundreds of people in Dane County vowed to reduce their use of a car last month. They biked, took the bus, carpooled. The goal was to do anything that saved the environment from extra pollution. They logged their progress throughout September. And together, more than 300 people saved the equivalent of 17 tons of carbon dioxide from going into the air. Total, they saved about $12,000. There will be another one of these challenges in the spring. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Earth Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Frequent guest and former Republican operative Carlton Huffman joins the show to talk about all the day's headlines. Join me.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
.samhsa.gov.
This is not about immigration. This is not about crime. This is about enacting fear. And it breaks my heart as the leader of this city that families are being destroyed and separated and harmed and terrorized because one individual wants to have complete control over our government. And that's not what our framers had in mind.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, hero of democracy, mayor of Chicago.
That's right.
Look, it's a combined love letter question for Glenn Kirshner, which is how you get your letter read on the air.
Right.
Mary Beth, the official Pearl Jam-loving barn mom of the Stephanie Miller Show in Avon, Connecticut, says, subject line, Stephanie is beautiful, and here's a quick question for Glenn Kirshner. Well, that's how you get this read. Hi, Steph. Not that I'm using you to access Glenn Kirshner, and perhaps you've already thought to ask him this because you're just as smart as you are beautiful really, really beautiful. I needed a good glazing, didn't I, Bella?
Oh, yeah.
I'm between Michael and Blue Skies. Okay. But once these lawsuits against James Comey and Tish James are either tossed or found to be vindictive prosecution, can Comey and or James bring civil lawsuits against Pam Bondi, Lindsay Halligan personally, if not also Trump, to be made whole for the cost of defending themselves against their frivolous lawsuits? Thank you for conducting such keen interviews with such knowledgeable, interesting guests. Well, it's just
and handsome guests.
Yes, sure. And shouldering my own.
Right.
Almost unbearable beauty. Okay, speaking of which, thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
So much beauty in that split screen.
Once again. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pierce yeah. Blue-eyed. Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Glenn. Wow. What a day. So can you answer Mary Beth's questions right out of the gate?
Yeah,
here?
Good morning. And I now know how to get your attention.
Yeah, she's been like that for decades.
The answer to Mary Beth's question is, yes, they can bring suit. Now, it's a separate question whether it will be a successful suit. But it all boils down to this. Usually you can't sue government officials if they're acting within the scope of their official duties.
Yeah.
However, when you vindictively prosecute people based on the insistence of dear leader, you're not acting within the scope of your official duties. You are abusing your power, your authority, your official duties. So yes, they will be able to file suit. I don't know whether it will be a successful suit, but I hope they decide to bring one.
Okay. It's just even to waste our energy on this ridiculous Letitia James suit. But can you break it down for normal people why this is such a BS lawsuit? As we were saying, first of all, I don't even know how many people in the Trump administration have done the same thing. Secondly, this seems clearly like a clerical error. Wrong box was checked, in which twice after that she clearly stated, this is not my primary residence. How do they even have a case?
There's a reason, Steph, that in an 18-year career federal prosecutor named Elizabeth Yusey investigated this case and said, we don't even have probable cause. Never mind. Hope that we can build the evidence to proof beyond the reasonable doubt. So, of course, the case got yanked from her, and Lindsay Halligan, Donald Trump's dirty U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, went in, said Lord knows what to the grand jurors to get them to indict. We will probably see. Go ahead.
Glenn, just quickly, because I know us lay people, like you, the joke about indicting a ham sandwich, people understand there's no defense in a grand jury presentation, right? It's only the prosecution presents whatever, right? But that's
a secret proceeding by law. The only people allowed inside the grand jury are the grand jurors, the prosecutor urging them to indict, a grand jury reporter taking down everything that is said, and any witness that the prosecutor presents to the grand jury. No defense attorney, no judge. We are not only the prosecutors in the grand jury, Steph, we're also the legal advisors to the grand jury. So we give them our opinion about whether a crime has been committed and the evidence is sufficient to indict it. So, yes, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if the prosecutor is unethical. And it sure looks like to this old prosecutor that that's what Lindsay Halligan has been doing.
Yeah, I mean, that comes to mind for me is could she be prosecuted if she put forth information that was not on the up and up. I mean, it just seems like this is so clear. You have to prove intent, don't you? And that she clearly stated twice it's not my primary residence, and she's trying to help her niece get a mortgage. It seems like this is just a giant nothing
burger. First of all, Lindsay Halligan could be held accountable if she's violating the constitutional due process rights of James Comey and Letitia James. We all have due process rights not to be vindictively prosecuted. But yeah, when I look at the evidence, now all we know is what we've read in the indictment. We have no idea what the actual evidence is because Lindsay Halligan prepared this indictment, right? But if it boils down to Letitia James initially was intending to use the home she was going to purchase as a second residence, she purchased it and then she decided, you know, I put some money into it, I fixed it up, I think I'm going to put tenants in it for a while. That's not even a provable crime. That's called changing one's mind. Now, you could certainly do this nefariously because you want to get a quarter of a point reduction in your interest rate so you can rake in almost $19,000 on the purchase of a $137,000 home. I mean, all of that is absurd. There's a reason there's a saying, don't make a federal case out of it.
Yes.
Because this is not the stuff of federal prosecutions, even if the evidence proves to be what Lindsay Halligan says it is, it's still, you know, not something that federal prosecutors would typically pursue, which is not excusing it. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I just don't see an indication that the evidence is there proving she committed a crime.
Could she and Comey also have a case for improper, what's the word, you know, appointment? That she's not really a properly appointed U.S. attorney. First of all, nobody in the entire office would prosecute this. You had people resign and said there's no there. I mean, Comey could call Bill Barr and what's his name? John Durham to say there was no there, right?
So I was in the courtroom at Comey's arraignment a couple of days ago, and a plug for independent media. I went on with Jim Acosta both before the hearing and after the hearing, and boy, independent media is going gangbusters right now. It's where it's at. So one of the things that Pat Fitzgerald, Comey's defense attorney, said is, Judge, we want to raise right now, and we want a very short-fused briefing schedule and oral argument schedule, the illegal appointment of Lindsay Halligan, because boiled down to its essence, you can put somebody in the job temporarily, U.S. attorney, for 120 days, but then the law says after that, the judges in that jurisdiction get to make the decision as to who the U.S. attorney should be. And Donald Trump said, I don't care what the law is. I'm putting another one in, Lindsay Halligan, so she can go get these dirty indictments. That looks unlawful. That could result in this whole house of cards crumbling very quickly.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, we also had the reporting this week that, of course, he meant this to be a private message to Pam Bondi. And but because he's, I don't know, old and demented and whatever, he didn't realize. Pam Bondi was furious, but isn't that slam dunk evidence of vindictive prosecution? Attorney General, you go do this to my political enemy, and then she did.
When he opens his post with, Pam, last time I checked, the nickname for the American people is not Pam.
Right.
And that's how he opened the post. And then he went on to say things that he never says in public, like, this is making our administration look foolish and weak. And I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, he doesn't talk that way in public. Everything in his administration is always the best since the beginning of time. So, and the fact that he wanted to secretly deliver this message to vindictively prosecute James and Comey, it's blockbuster evidence of unconstitutional vindictive prosecution.
Yeah. Chris will know it's time for me to go to a farm to run upstate to run free when I start posting on social media.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Could you? Okay.
That's when it's time to go. Time to get
Grandma,
in the car.
Grandma, that was on
get
social
in the van.
Media.
No, yeah.
Okay. Get in the van.
Yep.
So next on that list was Adam Schiff. Of course, of, you know, people he ordered her to prosecute. So Democratic senators increasingly worried about Trump's threats to imprison his political opponents. Lawmakers are quietly discussing options to protect themselves if the president's campaign of legal retribution ramps up further. Adam Schiff, of course, formed a legal defense fund in August, even though he already has a preemptive pardon from President Biden. There's lots of people asking questions about litigation insurance, said Senator Wyden. He said, watching what's being done to Senator Schiff death has generated a lot of concern. I'm so embarrassed on behalf of my Republican colleagues for not even being willing to say that you shouldn't jail your political opponents, said Senator Schatz. Lindsey Graham, I just has no soul left. He said, oh, this is just Trump being Trump.
Yeah.
Jailing your political opponents now is just, oh, well. I mean, so what are your thoughts on is Schiff next? And then
yeah, he probably is. And here's the thing. This is going to be sound counterintuitive. I'm almost hoping that the abuses begin to ratchet up. Why? Because, first of all, every one of these cases will go down in flames in court. What will that do? It will expose Donald Trump as the paper tiger he is. He can threaten to prosecute people all day long, but he can't, you know, carry out that threat because the courts are going to stop him and expose him and make him look foolish. What does that do? It weakens the dictator. It doesn't strengthen the dictator. I mean, I have come to believe Donald Trump is really bad at this dictating thing ever since he couldn't keep Jimmy Kimmel off air for more than 1 week. If you're a dictator and you can't keep a comedian off the air for more than 1 week because the people you tried to intimidate, like Disney and ABC and Sinclair and Nextel, said, you know what? We've thought better of it, Mr. Dictator. We don't care what you say. We're putting our boy back on air.
Yeah.
You're not a very good dictator. So let all the abuses come all at once, because, Steph, that will also help galvanize us and get us out to protest this nonsense.
I say it every day. Comedy, you know, being able to laugh at them gives us our power back, and it takes away theirs, and that's why they're so terrified. I just watched a clip this morning of Daily Show, you know, with all this rhetoric from Trump and Stephen Miller, et cetera, fear-mongering about Portland, and then it clipped, cut out of the clips, and people dancing in the dinosaur outfits and playing the guitar. But it literally is better journalism than most of the mainstream, you know, journalists are doing, just juxtaposing what's actually happening in Portland or Chicago, etc., right?
And yeah, and we have yet another judicial ruling.
That's what I was setting you up for.
This time is from, okay, we've had Judge Karen Immergut, right? A Trump appointee who was such a hardcore former Republican that she was on Kenneth Starr's independent counsel investigation of Bill Clinton. She's got her Republican bona fides. She said that Donald Trump is untethered to the facts when he says there's, you know, an insurrection in Portland. That was important. Then just last night, you had Judge April Perry in Illinois say that there's no evidence supporting what Donald Trump is claiming. You know, I posted something today, Steph, that was created by the great Peter Sobey, which is a judge holding up the Constitution in front of the oncoming tanks. Just like we had, obviously a play on the Tiananmen Square, you know, famous, iconic picture, because the judges are using the Constitution to defeat Donald Trump's tyranny. And he's getting weaker, not stronger. Yeah. He's getting more desperate.
You know, the flashback I had with the footage of Portland was, you know, the girl handing a flower to the, you know, this during Vietnam to the troops. And, but I mean, they're literally handing them flowers in Portland, and then there's one like guy in a you know, T-Rex costume dancing in front of them. Like, it's just it's perfect. But yeah, the federal judge granted a request to temporarily block a National Guard deployment in Chicago. As you said, Judge April Perry ruled that the Trump administration's deployment of troops in Chicago violated whoever's mathing the math, the 10th and the 14th Amendment, as well as the 150-year-old Posse Comitatus Act, which limits the military's role in enforcing domestic laws. Perry called the federal government's recount of recent events simply unreliable, said found no credible evidence that there was a danger of rebellion in the state of Illinois. So,
yeah, it turns out that Donald Trump can't grab Illinois by the Posse Comitatus.
Hey! I'm sorry, I stepped on that because I was already laughing. Okay. Let me repeat. The judge ruled they grabbed him by the Posse Comitatus. Okay, that was a really good joke.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, when he steals my job. I'm going to go try a case, and I'm not even qualified for it.
Maybe it is time to get in the van.
Yes, you posted, the rule of law refuses to die. Friends, please remember there are tens of thousands of good men and women who remain hard at work inside the DOJ representing the interests of the American people, not the interests of the tyrant of the Oval Office. I think we all recognize the people will stand up for the Constitution, who stand up against Trump's lawlessness likely will be wrongfully terminated, yet history accurately will record and reflect that they are the heroes. They are the ones who chose to protect American democracy. They are the ones that fought to save the Republic. I think as Senator Durbin said to Pam Bondi, you're going to have to answer these questions someday. I mean, they are acting like people that think there will never be a transfer of power again in this country.
Yeah. And, you know, when I saw that performance by Pam Bondi, it was so disrespectful, not just to the senators who were questioning her, but to the American people. She's supposed to represent our interests, the interests of the American people. And I have to believe every American who watched her performance would want to fire her as our lawyer, because she was despicable and disgusting and disrespectful. But I hope to hell either Tish James or James Comey calls her as a witness on the motion to dismiss based on vindictive prosecution, because then she doesn't get to act that way in a court of law. She'll be held in contempt so fast it'll make her head spin, and I would like to see that.
Yeah, and also it feels like the Epstein dam is about to break, because, you know, Speaker Johnson's getting called out from every side, the BS of not seating Representative Grijalva, right? And
it's all going to implode. It's all going to come crashing down around Donald Trump. The question is, how much damage can he do before it all implodes?
Yep. Glenn Kirshner, you are a better comedian than I am, and it's time for me to get in the van.
Yeah.
Love you. See you next week.
Love you, Steph. All see you guys.
Right, there he goes.
Thanks,
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen. So many thoughts about my glowing complexion. What can I say? I'm working from the inside out. My collagen is just, it's just circulating around inside. It goes in my coffee every morning.
It's collagen that's keeping you from us sending you to a farm upstate where you can
run
free.
Yeah, but you know what? I could run free because of the collagen in my hip joints and elsewhere.
I could.
Okay. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It's good for everything in there. Hair, skin, nails, your digestion, you name it. Right now, you can check out the top five collagen warnings. You got to get the good stuff. You got to get the Native Path. And you can get, along with a special offer, it's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book, or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-213-9259. 800-213-9259. 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You can find monster savings throughout October at Burlow Mattress of Madison. Save on mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American made, locally crafted. Burlow Mattress of Madison.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Why? Because like you need something else to worry about. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a scammer in the old office. We don't need one stealing your home title.
Nope.
Your equity's the target. They can forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a foreclosure or a collection notice. When is the last time you checked your home title? My answer was, now. You need to do it now. I've partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you've already been a victim for free. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Christopher, who said, let me get this straight, for many months now, Donald Trump has been unlawfully firing federal government employees, unconstitutionally refusing to spend money Congress had appropriated to be spent, abusing executive branch power by trying to shut down government agencies, and now Trump is saying that because the government shut down, he's going to unlawfully fire federal government employees, unconstitutionally refuse to spend money Congress has appropriated to be spent, and abuse executive branch power to try to shut down government agencies. Do I have that right? Who said that?
Georgia of the Jungle.
No, that was Glenn Kirshner. I didn't even have time for all of that illegality. There was too much. Okay. Okay, we'll get to the Christie Nome illegality after the break, because there's too much to cover every single day.
Brace yourself next time you go to the airport.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Claudine in Mexico. Hello, Claudine.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I'm a left-wing Jewish nurse, and I think Bobby Jr. is the worst thing to happen to medical care since thalidomide. You can Google it.
Okay.
But what he said about circumcision got me thinking. You know, I've participated in hundreds of circumcisions in my life, and they are brutal. Mm-hmm. They last about 15 minutes. The kids scream bloody murder. Mm-hmm. It's horrific. And so I looked it up, and I started thinking, you know, maybe circumcision is, you know, having some effect on the kids, not because of Tylenol, but because of the trauma, the terrible trauma that, you know, it has to cause some psychological effects.
Okay. Point taken. All right. That's enough penis talk for me. Oh, just me? You'd like more? 58 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang and Frangela all coming up.
92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the patriotic millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free?
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The 72-hour window for Hamas to return all hostages to Israel is open. That's according to the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, as the Israeli military says it's withdrawn to the position agreed upon in the first phase of the peace deal brokered by the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee overseen by an international board of peace with Trump as its chairman.
But no Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. The committee awarded this year's honor to the opposition leader in Venezuela, Maria Machado. The White House communications director in a statement says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace. No end in sight to the government shutdown after the Senate departed without a funding measure. This means military members can miss paychecks next week, and federal troops expected to begin patrolling Memphis today. This is ABC News.